Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, people realize that Oregon is a big place for Pinot Noir.
Yes, it is.
It certainly is. But down
it's
in California, we've got some really nice regions, not the least of which is Santa Barbara, which has become very famous for the quality of its Chardonnay and its Pinot Noir.
Yeah, it's really true. As you recall, a couple of weeks back, I did a program in Santa Barbara Chardonnays, so I thought it only proper that I bookend that broadcast with a show on Pinot Noir. You know, you kind of alluded to it. Many folks believe that Santa Barbara County, with its really wonderful cool ocean breezes that go scooting up those valleys, is perhaps the best region in California, ultimately, for Burgundian-style wines. That was certainly part of the thesis behind the wine movie Sideways, as you will recall.
Yeah.
Regardless, Santa Barbara County deserves to be as highly respected as Napa, Sonoma, and yes, even Willamette Valley in Oregon.
Oh, I agree.
And I tasted three wines and was happy with them all.
Oh, so good.
So, first was from a producer called Siduri, and this is the 2022 Santa Barbara County Pinot Noir. It sells for $30.99, so this is not an inexpensive wine. Siduri is really kind of an interesting house. They really specialize in cool climate Pinot Noirs from, you know, a whole variety of regions in California and Oregon. So if you want to experiment with Pinot Noirs from different regions, Siduri's probably, it's an interesting producer to follow. So this particular wine, sourced from both the Santa Maria Valley and the Santa Rita Hills in Santa Barbara, is a classy example of elegant Pinot Noir. Medium-bodied, with aromas of black cherry, savory herbs, note of spice. The wine is silky and generous on the palate. I liked it quite a bit. Next, I tried the 2019 vintage of Santa Barbara Winery, the simply named Santa Barbara Pinot Noir. Now, Santa Barbara Winery is actually the oldest property in the entire Santa Barbara wine production area. They were founded in 1962 by a gentleman named Pierre Lafond. There's a Lafond vineyard as well. Santa Barbara Winery, as I said, is the oldest grower and producer in the region. The guy also has a storefront, so you can go out and check out a bunch of stuff. This is produced predominantly from younger vines, so the wine is almost light and delicate. Very pale garnet in color with aromas of cherry, berry, plum. It is supple around and round on the palate with good length. It was designed to be consumed sort of with easy drinkability, and at $20.99, this it does well. I would like to explore some of the older other bottlings from some of their other vineyards just to check that out, but this was a nice product. And then finally, from a company called Whisper Wines, who I was not familiar with, comes the 2020 Row 11 Santa Barbara Pinot Noir. This was easily the most full-bodied of the wines I tried. Forward classic ripe cherry, cola, and spice aromas.
Oh, my.
Float over a lush mouthful of earthy cherry berry fruit with a touch of vanilla oak. Pretty fair value at $25.99. These three wines were noticeably different in both scale and elegance, so it was kind of an interesting thing. I think if you want to see what Santa Barbara is capable of, the Siduri, even at $30.99, is my wine of the week.
That's just wonderful. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White, made possible by Wells Discount Liquors on 88.1 WYPR.